This is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. Turning tar sands into oil increases atmospheric greenhouse gases while destroying large boreal forests that serve as carbon storage ecosystems, according to the Natural Resources Defense Council 2009 fact sheet. These Canadian deposits are huge, forming the second largest reserve of oil in the world after Saudi Arabia. Extracting and processing tar sands into oil produces over 3 times more greenhouse gas pollution than processing regular oil. This pollution makes up 5% of Canada's total greenhouse gas emissions and will increase as Shell Oil, BP, and other major oil companies in the tar sands triple production by 2020. In 2005, Canada's major environmental groups called for a transition to a clean renewable energy economy and insisted that this industry not contribute to global warming at all. But this is not likely, since no one can yet show how to keep most of the greenhouse gases produced from processing out of the atmosphere, nor are there feasible plans to replace the forests destroyed from strip mining the tar sands. Meanwhile, on the first day of the UN's Climate Change Conference in Copenhagen, Canada received the Fossil of the Day Award from over 400 attending non-governmental organizations for doing the most to delay and disrupt negotiations to address climate change. For the Climate Change Report, this is Mel Hart.